Happy Father's Day. My my talk is centered around my dad. I haven't talked a lot about my family, I feel, and I thought this would be a nice time to share a little bit about my dad. Whoops, hold on. Put logistics together. When I was growing up, my dad's birthday, June the 12th, was always right before Father's Day. So it wasn't really a big celebratory day until my dad died in 2011. And now it's become a bit poignant, a day to remember dads. My dad was very much a product of his time. He was born in 1925 and grew up in Depression-era Kansas in the middle of the Depression on a farm. His family didn't have a radio until Pearl Harbor Day, and they didn't have a phone until my dad was in high school. Before that, he went to the neighbors. When they finally installed running water in the house after my dad had left, my grandmother would say, "I don't know that I like such newfangled inventions as indoor plumbing." I grew up with my dad's stories. He would continually tell them until he passed away, and I more and more appreciated them as he did. One of the things that talks about when you study grief is the tasks of grief. And one of them is, how do you take something into the future when your loved ones have died? And for me, I feel like it's my dad's stories. He received his naval basic training in 1943 in the middle of Idaho, which I always found very humorous. He received a well-respected electrician training in the Navy when he was stationed in the Pacific. He never talked about it, but I know he witnessed battles, and unfortunately, the rest of his life, he had bitter feelings toward Japanese. He learned to drive a car at the age of 12 when his dad woke him up at 4 a.m. and said, "Come with me," and my dad would drive the car down the corn rows as my grandfather would be planting the corn down the dirt rows. When he left World War II, instead of using the GI Bill for college, he used it for Arthur Murray dance lessons. And unfortunately, I never did get to see my dad dance. But I love that story. My mother was not my dad's first wife. They were only married 3 years, and I really never knew much about him. He didn't talk about her much. I just knew her name, Margie. Because when he married my dad, my mom, close to 20 years later, he really was about his current family, me, my sister, and my mom. He had a lifelong career at Goodyear Tire as an electrician, and he did complain about the conditions. The tire factory, if anybody's been in it, is not the best environment. But he worked there for 36 years. He really tried to make it work so that he could see himself as the provider, a role that he really did value. Something I don't think I really appreciated until I went to theology school and he talked to me about it. We grew up in the days when Dad only was concerned when it became really dark out and we didn't come home. And my mom would shout out, and I'll tell you why it was Mom later. Dad worked 6 days a week and was often very quiet in the evenings. He went to bed by 9 p.m. and read books. I knew, though, that he was interested in our development because he tutored me in math and would listen to our childhood stories at dinner time with interest. I also remember him playing board games, which was always a highlight. What makes this story of my dad a bit more interesting was that my dad was a laryngectomy. I don't know how many people I've been told, which means he had no voice box. I did not know my dad's voice since I was six. He taught himself how to speak by belching words. They called it esophageal speech. And he did that for almost 40 years until he died. I never really thought of my dad as different until we'd be in public and he would talk or he would cough or he would laugh and people would turn around and gaze. It embarrassed me a little bit, but mostly it was just dad. It was an odd sound, something I can't really replicate, but it was just dad. When we were young adults, he started speaking to groups of respiratory therapists and speech therapists who would invite him to speak because in our town of Topeka, he apparently was considered a marvel about how he spoke and how he was able to speak. He was the president of what they call the New Voice Club, which was a group of people just like him, and there was quite a few. But though he had no actual tone, he had a strength in his voice. He liked to say to these groups he would speak to, he said, "I knew it. I had it made in my ability to speak when my teenage daughters would say, 'Well, you don't have to yell.'" So he doesn't really yell. It wasn't until I was a teenager that Dad and I started telling each other we loved each other. And Dad started it. With Mom, it was much earlier. It was easier for me to tell Mom I loved him than Dad. For some reason, I had a hard time until he just decided to do it. And then, of course, every time we saw each other, we made a point saying, "I love you." I never really, though, felt Dad really understood where I was coming from. Never really focused on family. Really was more career more than one. Until I went to theology school, and he told me my role was provider, your role is of service to others. And it really caught me that he connected with that. And it was a great day when I felt that. I felt led to tell the story of my dad today, not just because it's Father's Day, but because fathers are often our first example of a leader, in whatever definition of leader you would like to put in there. Perhaps in my case, especially because I grew up in a typical Midwestern patriarchal family. And therefore, it was just an unspoken fact that Dad had a pull on the direction of our family. Though my mother's free-spirited nature made sure he wasn't the only voice in the family, Dad was still considered a leader, behind the scenes, distant, subtle, except, you know, when he was mad, you knew it. But as far as being an effective person at shaping us, I never really thought about it until I was older. And it wasn't just about him as the disciplinarian or the game player, but as his storytelling. So how have our fathers or father figures been leaders in our lives? I picked these couple of parables by Jesus because the seed on the ground growing despite itself, and the smallness of the mustard seed growing to be big enough for birds to nestle, for me, reminded us reminded me of my dad and maybe other father figures, where we don't really know how we grew to the people we are today, but we knew that they had an effect on us. And we all turned out just fine, I think. Our father's stories here are very different, I'm sure, and I would never venture to generalize our stories about our fathers. But I can't help but be affected by how I was raised by my father. My dad wasn't a religious man. I actually grew up going to church without dad. He'd stayed home. That was his day of rest, without the children, I think. But that didn't seem to matter to me about the positive effect that my dad would have, which I would not necessarily find out until later. I miss his stories. I miss making him laugh. I miss our adult conversations. I miss the breakfast we would have on Saturday mornings when I'd come visit. I'm still touched by the fact that despite declining health, he purposed to walk me down the aisle when I married in 2010, walker in tow. He always said, because he lived to go through the laryngectomy surgery and a cancer survivor the rest of his years, heart surgery when he was just my age, broken hips, hernia surgery, COPD, that he would consider himself a fugitive from the law of averages. I never knew where he got that, but it seemed apropos. I don't really have any profound message. I just wanted to talk about my dad and about these parables about the effects of our dad, whether or not we always know it. It can take a day like today, despite the advertising of nature of the day, to know how affected by our fathers we were, whether they died 7 years ago, 17 years ago, 40 years ago. Fathers can still impact our lives. We may not know exactly how we grew under the leadership of our fathers, no matter how obvious or subtle, positive or negative the experience, we can be assured we grew. We are all likable people, and I'd like to think that our fathers or father figures had something to do with that. May we be blessed and remember the effect of our fathers today. Amen.